Anne, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, Philip. How are you?
Job bridge. Works for some, doesn't work for others, not working for your daughter.
Well, my daughter did her Leaving Cert and she's 22 now. And the only thing she ever wanted to do was her hairdressing. So she did a course in Sligo for a year and then she went to Galway to the College of Hairdressing. And she did that for roughly 11 months. And that teaches you, you know, communications, dealing with people, various aspects of hair. And, it, you know, but when you have those courses finished, you're not qualified to come out, work in a saloon and cut hair. You know the basis of colouring, the techniques, you know a lot of stuff, but you won't get a hairdresser to take you on as a qualified hairdresser because you're not really qualified because you need to have experience. Most of the jobs at the moment are advertised as internships where the government will, you can keep your social welfare.
And you get the 50 quid a week, yep.
Yeah, but the problem is, Kate is her name, she lives with us. She's not entitled to go on the live register because when she tried that, we were assessed. And because her dad works for himself, there was no go there. But we didn't want her, and she didn't want herself to start off her career on social welfare. So she can't apply for any of the internships because she's not on the live register. We've gone to FOSS, they said no. We've gone to social welfare, they said no. So nobody will take her on. She's gone around to all the hairdressers where we live here in the West and asked them, would they take her on voluntary? But nobody will take her on.
And previously, before the advent of JobBridge, would it have been the case that these positions that are now being offered as internships at the expense of the taxpayer, to a certain extent, at the extent of the taxpayer, at the expense of the taxpayer, would have existed as, honest to God, apprenticeships?
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So the marketplace has become skewed as a consequence of JobBridge, you feel?
Absolutely. And if you read the internships, it's between 6 and 9 months, and it tells you what the intern will gain. Just different aspects of hairdressing. And but if she even got in there, she'd be working, she'd be getting a few bob, and she'd be getting some kind of experience.
But she can't get anything because she's still living at home.
No.
And she can't afford to leave home.
No. We went to our two local TDs, and the first one said, literally, to throw her out, to send her up to Galway, or down to Sligo, or down to Leitrim, say she was unemployed, say she had nowhere to live, and she can get on the social welfare, which is a dreadful way at 22 years of age to start off your career. The second TD we went to, she's trying. She's trying to get something for her through John Bruton, which is very slow and whatever. But even, Philip, if she was on the live register, if she went on it now, if she did get on it, which is, I can't see her getting on it, even if we do throw her out, she will have to wait for a year on that before she can apply for any of those internships. And it's all because she lives here and because we've told everything honestly. We could have, you know, what she should really have done after she did her courses was stay up in Galway or wherever, say, now I've nowhere to live, I've no job here, give me social welfare, which I think, and my husband thinks is dreadful. And she doesn't want to do that herself. She wants to be working.
It's an awful catch-22, really, isn't it?
It's dreadful. It's absolutely dreadful. She's not entitled to anything. Nothing. No, if she was on an internship in Galway or wherever, we don't mind paying her flat or her accommodation or whatever, or subsidising her. Even if somebody would take her on without an internship, give her €5 an hour, give her 40 hours a week, we are willing to pay for her accommodation.
What's it doing to her, Anne?
I'm live on air, Philip. I don't really want to tell you. It's soul destroying. It really is soul destroying.
Because it was always the way when I was a kid, when you were a kid, that you had to put in your few years of basically slave labor wages and just, you know, earning your way, whatever way you possibly could, and accepting whatever few meager crumbs were thrown at you. And everybody accepted that that was their lot, in the knowledge that they would at some point in time get into the jobs market and that they would finally get a foot in the door somewhere. But she is being actively excluded because of a new government policy designed, presumably, to help people in her situation. Yeah.
It was actually to take people off the live register. Now, I don't know how many people on the live register will actually take up these internships at 200 euros a week or your social welfare and the 50 euros. I don't know how many people, but I know she'd do it. She would do it. She's actually in Galway today. She went up. There was a job advertised through an internship, and she's actually gone up today to go into that lady to ask her, would she take her on voluntary? And she has an appointment, I think, about 3:30 today. And would she take her on voluntary and would she train her?
And has she been to this place before?
No, no, she's just seen it. But well, if you go on the net and go to jobs.ie, Indeed Jobs or whatever, all the hairdressers are advertising. You know, if they want a qualified hairdresser, then they want 3 to 5 years experience. But the other interns or the other like apprenticeships they want is on the internship. You don't even have to have ever gone to any school. You could go in there after doing your junior search.
Well, at least she hasn't given up, Anne. She's still out there and she's still looking.
Yeah, the only place she doesn't want to go is to Dublin.
But then she'd have no support base if she did whatsoever, would she?
No, she could. Yeah, she could go to Galway and stay with, you know, relations and stuff like that and go to Sligo, but it's just not happening, Philip.
And if you can't find the language, the polite language, in the middle of the afternoon to describe what it's doing to her, what's it doing to you watching her go through this?
It's dreadful, because I work part-time and her dad is employed full-time and I go to work and she's sitting here.
Yeah.
No, I'm not giving up, Philip, because we've gone to, we have a really good TD here in Ballina, and she said she would try and do her utmost. But I think the bottom line is get yourself on social welfare, get yourself on the live register, and that's it.
Right.
When we went to our local social welfare office, they just looked at her and said, You live with your mum and dad, bring in our accounts, which we did, which I knew she wasn't going to get. You know, she wasn't going to get anything living at home, and not that we are millionaires, but just that we have an income, so she wasn't going to get. Mm-hmm. But the only thing, my point was, if they put her down on the live register and gave her 10 euros a week, she would be on the live register, and then she could. We weren't asking for 100 euros a week, 200 euros a week. We were asking them to put her on the live register so that she could get on one of these internships. She would still have to wait, I believe, a year, another year.
Even if she did get onto it before,
she would be put onto
one of those schemes.
Yeah, no,
and
she's gone.
Meanwhile, all that those spaces are clocking up in the CV that become increasingly hard to explain the older you get.
Yeah.
How long is she looking now?
She's looking since about, I suppose, 13, 14 months.
Good. All right. Well, I hope she keeps the chin up, and here's hoping that she gets
but
a bit of good
want
news
to make
today.
That point that it's so unfair to kids like her, 22 years of age, that just, you know, that she's not entitled to anything. Anything. I mean, if she's not entitled to medical card, I'm not asking for it, but I'm just saying, Philip, she's not entitled to anything because she lives here. So if I throw her out in the morning and tell her, you know, or I'm not going to throw her out, but like if she leaves here, gets the train to Cork, goes into social welfare in Cork, says, here I am, nowhere to live, and needs social welfare, she will get on it eventually.
I know. She'll become...
Which is totally wrong.
All right. Anne, thank you very much for your call.
Okay.
And good luck to Kate in her job.
Okay.
And take care.
Thanks for taking
bye-bye.
The call.
1850 715 815 1850 715 815.
Teresa, you were made redundant. You are on the live register, yet you can't get an internship. Why not?
Well, I've applied for a good few of them, but you hear nothing back, and the jobs, a lot of them are actually gone before they're ever advertised. And the other problem is that with CE schemes, you have to be 12 months unemployed before you're qualified for a CE scheme. But when you're getting benefit, you only get benefit for 9 months.
And then gets cut off?
Yeah, if your partner, your husband, is working.
And what did you want to be? What do you want to try? What are you trying to get back into?
I was working retail. I qualified many moons ago in a different capacity, but I've over 20 years experience in retail, and a lot of the jobs now are internships for retail. There's the majority of jobs that are advertised as internships are for retail, and you apply but you hear nothing back, probably because you have the experience. The internship is for giving experience.
And I see here that you were one of the people who was one of the women who was forced to change your PPS number, because the W at the end, it was your husband's number, because that would have been regarded as sexist and unfitting in the modern age. But here you are being forced to essentially live off your husband.
Yes, it's considered sexist to keep your... back in the day when I got married, you took your husband's PPS number and there was a W put on the end of it, and that was your number then, and they had their original number, and I have been using it for a long time, but you can't anymore, and a new number is reassigned to you. When I didn't know this until I was...
Oh, no, we've had a good few callers on it over the last couple of days.